Everybody knows what an obituary is, right? I'm going to have one someday. I don't know if newspapers will be around to publish them in them, and I don't even know if anyone will write one. Let's just assume for poops and giggles that I'm going to have an obituary, correct? How many people these days, if you still subscribe to the Daily Fish Wrap, actually read the obituary? I suppose as we get older, because as I get older, I keep noticing that the amount of people who are dying around me exponentially increases. Mr. Church, that's because you're getting ancient. You got gray hair to prove it. Thanks, my hair-lip friend. I needed that. Seriously, who reads the obits anymore? You know, there used to be a job that they would give to neophytes that wanted to be news reporters. All right, you want to be a reporter? Fine. Can you write the obit? I'll give you an example. Mark Stein started his newspaper career writing obits. I don't know what newspaper he was writing them for, but I know that that's the case. Now, why do I bring obits up? Now, there's nothing wrong with the obituary. There's nothing wrong with the death notice. Human being lives a life. He or she leaves behind a trail, in most cases, of associations, social interactions, family, etc., etc., friends, business associations. It's a notification that, hey, this person with whom you interacted or related or were friends or associate has passed on. There's going to be a service if you want to pay for those. Notice the, so much to talk about here. Notice here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truths from Radio Size Speakers. Notice that today we have replaced prayers for the repose of soul with paying our respects. Well, how do you pay respect to someone who is inanimate matter now? It's still organic because it's going to decay, but there's no soul there. It's what the soul does that animates the body. Well, back in the old days, I'd say that the best way to pay respects would be to pray your respects. Pray for the repose of the soul. There's not a Catholic alive that didn't know eternal rest grant unto them, perpetual light shine upon them, and they rest in peace. Amen. I don't think there was a Christian soul prior to the modern age that did not know that. Catholic or not.